Learning focus is simple in itself, but it takes time. You have to constantly repeat the exercises to make progress and consolidate your abilities. Today, you're going to do a session that will be useful at difficult times, when you're exhausted or lost during a competition. Settle yourself on your bed or on the floor, lying down. You can also sit on a chair if you prefer. Then, when you're ready, close your eyes. Gently direct your attention towards the breath. Be fully attentive to the breath, to your breath, and the position of your body. Inhale and exhale very deeply. Take long, deep breaths. Breaths that fill your lungs and produce a slow, sustained, and tranquil exhalation. Now, together, we're going to go diving. Begin by imagining yourself in the sea. A sea that makes you feel happy. A reassuring, relaxing, blue sea that makes you think of holidays. You're in the sea, not touching the bottom, but swimming calmly on the surface of the water. Your boat is nearby, and you can climb back into it whenever you wish. Bear in mind that if you wish, the boat stays close to you. You can climb back into it whenever you want. The boat is your reassuring, comforting place. But for the moment, if you're happy doing so, you're going to stay in the water. Feel your movements in the water. The sound of the water in contact with your arms and your legs. The calmness and serenity surrounding you. And when you're ready, dive completely underwater. Enter into the water. Move serenely through the water, holding your breath, just wearing a mask and snorkel, or flippers if you prefer. Of course, you continue to breathe as you sit on your chair or lie on your bed, but make the mental effort to visualize yourself holding your breath in the water. Move through the water. Look at the color of the water, deeper or shallower, depending on the sea you've chosen. Listen to the sounds or the silence of the sea. And when there's no air left in your lungs, and you feel that you really have to breathe, gently rise back up to the surface. Control your actions and how fast you swim. Don't hurry. Raise your head out of the water. Inhale the fresh air deeply. Fill your lungs with this fresh air. Feel how your body regenerates. If you're ready, hold your breath and dive a second time. Repeat the same process. Swim slowly, observing the beauty of the sea. Observe this life beneath the water, the majesty of the ocean. Perhaps you see fish swim close to you. Fish with astonishing colors and shapes. Fish that move tranquilly with the current. Observe. Simply observe. And once again, when your lungs start sending you signals, when they demand air, gently rise back up to the surface. Control how fast you swim. Raise your head out of the water and inhale very deeply. Come back into contact with the sensations linked to the breath. Inhale. Exhale. And gently open your eyes. This session is over. So, what did this meditation inspire in you? During a match or training session, do you often have your head beneath the water? Do you ever go diving? Undoubtedly, even if perhaps the ocean isn't this beautiful. For a sports person, having your head below water often indicates that things aren't going well, that your adversary is dominant, or that your actions, the risks you are taking, aren't working out. Each time you're not succeeding and the situation is continuing, you get a feeling of sinking. So while you're underwater, why not make it more beautiful? Accept the difficulty and be attentive to everything that's going on around you. Take advantage of it to calm yourself and be present. And above all, tell yourself that at any moment, you'll be able to raise your head out of the water and breathe. See you soon.